Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having Jim Champy back on the show, and I'm going to introduce him by telling you about his background. He's got a technical background, was chairman of Perot Systems, also Dell Consulting Systems that merged with Perot. I'm not sure I understand how all that worked, but I know that he's a really smart guy. He got an MIT background. He's written a number of very important books, including Reengineering the Corporation, including Outsmart, including Inspire, which are two books that you and I've talked with him about, and his new book, which he co-authored with Dr. Harry Greenspun, Reengineering Healthcare. I'm very glad to say that before this book came out, which is going to be an important one, we were already telling you about Jim Champy. Jim, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's good to be with you once again.
It's good to have you back. Thanks for being here. Congratulations on your new book.
Thank you.
Jim, healthcare is one of the... I've been on the air since 1997, and I've been covering healthcare, public policy, and the various issues, the social part of healthcare. We haven't talked an awful lot about the services, the delivery of healthcare. We haven't gotten into that so much because that's way above my pay grade. But I will say that I have been very concerned about this healthcare thing all along as I try to help small business owners become more competitive.
Sure.
Because this is a main thing that we have to compete with other companies for is this kind of these kinds of benefits. And in the 20th century, Americans came to believe that you got your healthcare from your employer. And what do you think about that?
Look, that was a very important shift that you point out. And I think Americans, most Americans, or many, or certainly all employed Americans, you know, expect that almost as a privilege today.
Right.
But you know, from the employer perspective, Jim, you also want healthy employees. You know, you don't want folks absent from work. You need people healthy on the job. From a compassionate perspective, you want people to be in good health. So there is a, you're right, there's a sense of accountability that I think employers have towards their employees, and it is a very tight relationship.
Well, and I think currently, Jim, we've got a scenario that's dysfunctional because we've got 21st century reality of human beings and what they need for health care.
Yes.
But we've got 20th century structures like the healthcare system still, in my opinion, that's what your book is all about, is languishing.
Absolutely.
In the 20th century. We've got 20th century policies and regulations, yeah, laws and regulations. We've got 20th century thinkers in Washington who don't understand this. We've got 20th century structures in the corporation, and we still have 20th century thinking in our minds because we still think we're healthcare patients. And the 21st century, Jim, it seems to me we've got to become healthcare consumers. What do you think?
Absolutely. We have to be much more intelligent consumers, much better educated. We need more information about the cost and risks of kind of healthcare we seek. And Jim, we've actually got to be more accountable for our own health. Back to your point, we can't expect people simply and our employers to take care of us, but we have to be more accountable. But what you're pointing out, the fact that we're still back in the 20th, I could even argue in the 19th century, in the way some...
Jim, I don't remember back that far. You set me up for that, Jim.
look, it's what that means is we've got a healthcare system that's just too expensive, Jim.
Yeah.
And, both from the patient perspective, the consumer perspective, as well as the employer perspective, the inefficiencies in our system and the way healthcare is delivered, it's just costing us too much.
Is part of that because the underlying foundation of healthcare, the delivery of the systems, hasn't caught up with technology?
It's too complex. You're absolutely right. Let me give you a simple number. A person who's in a hospital, Jim, for 4 days interacts with 24 different clinicians or administrators. 24 different clinicians or administrators. If a doctor orders a medicine for you in a hospital, there are 17 steps between the time he delivers that order and the time it gets to your bedside. We've made healthcare incredibly complex and unsafe in the process. Mm-hmm. And so we've got to step back and fundamentally rethink how healthcare is delivered by the clinician, by our hospitals, by our hospital groups.
We've got you and I have identified five arcane ways, five dysfunctional ways that we to think about healthcare. The government, the corporation, the individual, the way we think about it, four or five different things there. Where do we start? If you were president right now, would you say, okay, let's start doing all of these? We can walk and chew gum at the same time? Or would you pick one thing off?
That's one of the challenges that I think in Washington, to your earlier point, I don't think we understand the complexity of the system that we're in and the fact that, that this bill that was, I actually think, well-intended, Jim. I think people in Washington saw the need to provide insurance to tens of millions of people who don't have insurance, and we have to address that. We do have to address that. But I think we failed to see the time it will take to really create a healthcare system. You know, we describe it as a healthcare system, but what we have in this country isn't a system at all. It's a collection of very fragmented parts. So look, back to your question. I would change the policy. I think we did need to change policy some around coverage for the uninsured.
Right.
But then, what we argue in the book, I go right into healthcare delivery because that's the only way we're going to get the cost down. Mm-hmm. No angel of government is going to take the cost out of the hospitals in your city.
That's right.
It's the people who run those hospitals. It's the doctors who deliver and nurses who deliver the services.
Right.
And so they've got to take on the job of getting costs out, not government. Got government. Well, that's where I'd begin, you see. That's
right.
Where I'd begin.
I see what you're saying. Well, and my daughter's a nurse, and she's charting electronically.
Yes.
But the doctors came to it, scratching and clawing, and they didn't want to do it.
Look, nurses are some of the leaders. You'll see this in our book. I think there are more nurses leading real reengineering of change processes than doctors.
And I use the example of charting, but that's just like the tip of the iceberg. That's just one of many things that we can do.
The book
is called Reengineering Healthcare by Jim Champy and Dr. Harry Greenspun. Tell us where it's available, Jim.
You can certainly get it at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Just go online. Go online or go to your local Barnes & Noble store.
When we come back, I'm going to ask Jim to talk to us about some of the other things, some things that you and I can do to do a little bit of job. And I'm going to give you an example of something I did yesterday, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Jim Champy is our guest. He's a great member of our Brain Trust. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.